exist like always. Tato hetu rahetus. May cause causeless. There is no cause. The difference between the lover and the beloved starts there. No cause. Just husband and wife. They fight. They fight. No cause. So also Krishna and Gopi or Krishna or Radhika, they fight without any cause. Ato hetu rahetusta. It is the nature of that love. Without any cause, the differences are created. No cause. It is in the world also we see that. And in the transcendental world also the same thing. Rupa Goswami has explained. Rupa Goswami followed Swarupa Damodar. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in Charitamrita, which Kaviraj Goswami is mentioned. There is all these things written by or information given by Rupa Goswami. And Swarupa Damodar, Kadasav Swarupa Damodar also. The peculiarity is that though there were all giants, scholars, but systematically they never wrote anything. Either the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they never explained systematically. Even Raghunatha Goswami or the Swarupa Damodar, they were the lieutenants. We were always with Mahaprabhu for 18 years, Raghunath Goswami. But he has never wrote anything or never explained anything. Only here and there, extraordinary leelas he has explained. And one slokam he has explained like that. Special, these are the special leelas performed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has explained. And he used to explain all these things before Brajavasis daily. He used to explain this because he was the witness of Mahaprabhu for 18 years, day and night. But he could not talk to Mahaprabhu. Like Swarupa Damodar or Ramananda Rai, he cannot talk. Nor Mahaprabhu asks any question to Raghunath because he thinks that Raghunath is a boy. So he Sajatya Asayasnikhe, but they are Lalita and Vishakha. So Raghunath cannot be consulted always by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava. So Radha may consult with Lalita or Vishakha, but nonetheless, because first hand information is given by Lalita and Vishakha, why should you talk with Mandaris or with other servants? Krishna never talks, because that paid work they can do, but through These are the two representatives, direct representatives of to Krishna. The gopis their desire and the desire of Krishna, everything is known by Lalita and Vishakha. So Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda Rai, they have discussed all these things. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always to discuss. He asks, Mahaprabhu asks, what do you say, what is your opinion? Here it is told like that in quotations of Bhagavat. And he was a giant scholar, both are scholars. In Gaudiya Sampradaya, the main scholars of this Prema Tattva are Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda, with whom Mahaprabhu discussed. So now the same thing gradually by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, mostly Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, they have translated his thoughts, because they are the true followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and blessed him. When he was writing Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, then he asked the first slogan, Asura Buddha Mundra Ramananda Rai, these are the people who are the examiners. Oh, you are sitting here, you must read what you have written. Then he was feeling shy to explain it. But no, why should you feel shy? They are all well-wishers, our well-wishers. They will never find fault. If there is fault, they will explain you. Then he read about Nama Mahima. How would you write Nama Mahima? Tunde Tandavinam Ratim Vitanuti Tundavali Labdhai. Karna Kroda Kadam Vini Ghatayati Karnar Buddhebhyasraham. Keta Prangana Sangini Vijayati Sarvendriyanam Kritim. No Jane Janita Akiyat Viramrtai. Krishneti Varnadvai. Krishna in two varnas. How much nectar is there? I cannot able to explain. He has written this. When Mahaprabhu asked Guru Buddha Ramananda, how do you appreciate this look? Excellent. Yes. Now we think it is only through your blessings he wrote this lucid, explained in lucid way. Yes, Mahaprabhu said. So his construction of slokam, very fine and very sweet. So seeing his intellectual chant, seeing that I embraced him and blessed him to write this Radha Krishna Leela, explain Radha Krishna Leela of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And this he has done. All of you should bless him. When he asked Rupa Goswami, you offer your prostrations to your elders. They should bless you. Then they blessed. They said, it is not necessary. We are fortunate to hear and do your service and his service. So because he was blessed by you. So Mahaprabhu blessed Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? How is he? What is his prema? He explained Rupa Goswami, because through the blessings of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu blessed him. The matter he discussed with Swarupa Damodara and Ramananda Rai, those things were explained to him previously. But the last stage, Rupa Goswami was not there. Sanatana Goswami was not there. They never followed this discussion. They only came and he was for 1 year, Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami also was. And you know, Rupa Goswami, what he was told at Prayag, that's only sufficient. Because within 10 days he explained so many things. 2 months. And here 10 days. When he went to Kashi, Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami. Because Sanatana Goswami never met Rupa Goswami. First he met Rupa Goswami, then he left for Vrindavan. Now he met Sanatana Goswami. By that time Rupa Goswami has gone. And he explained to Sanatana, Samanda Abhidheya. Abhidheya explained to him. And Samanda Jnanamanda Radha Madan Mohan. It was explained to Sanatana Goswami. Then afterwards, Sanatana Goswami reached Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu came alone to Puri. At Puri, while he was there, Sanatana Goswami came to see his Lord. in the Jharkhand way, in the forest path, he traveled to work. His body was full of itchings. What do you call this? The whole body scratching and the blood and pus oozing out. So he thought on the way, due to my misfortune, now I am going to Puri. Mahaprabhu will come to Saridas daily, and when he will know that I have come there, he will come and forcibly embrace me. Though I doesn't like, but still he won't leave me, he will embrace. Then my past is, and this blood will touch his body. So thereby I am committing offense at his feet. So I think it is better to leave this body under the Radham, Jagannath Radham. I will fall under the chariots and leave this body. That he was determined to do it. When he came there, Mahaprabhu Haridas told that Sanatana has come. Very Sanatana. He went and embraced him. Then all he says, sir, please don't touch me. My body is now at nasty position. No. I am touching. God, he says, the first touch when I had, I never experienced this pus and blood. It is only sandalwood paste with camphor and with kasturi. So that sort of smell I had by touching your body. And moreover, I am a sannyasi. If I consider that you are untouchable, then actually I am not following sannyas dharma. Because to a sannyasi, there is no difference between the dung and the sandalwood paste. Both he must treat alike. So how that pus and the blood can do harm to me? By that, by touching you, I am very happy. I think that I am purified. He said. Anyhow, he said, it is all your, all whatever you do, only for the welfare of the devotees you do. Then he accepted. But again he said, yes, I have discussed the matter with Jagadananda Pandit. And he said, you please go to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu has given you that place to stay. You go. Then definitely he has asked me to go. I will go. I will go to Vrindavan. When he explained this to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu became ferocious. And he said, yes. Who is that fellow? He is a student. He is a young student. He doesn't know what self-philosophy is, what bhakti is. And you are the person who can command me and can give me advice. But that fellow gives you advice. He is yesterday a student. He is a student, a boy. He must respect you, but he should not advise you. Then Sanatana Goswami said, yes, sir, now today I understand, realize who is your beloved. Whether Jagadananda is your beloved boy or Sanatana is your beloved boy. No. Now you are giving him nectar, but you are giving me this nimbo nishanda patta. Nimba, Nimba, it is bitter. And Nishanda also is bitter. And the rasam, when they put it in any kodachi bowl.
Water.
And powder, it's not powder. The, that water will come and that you are giving me to eat or drink. But you are giving it Gadananda Amritam, nectar you give. Now I could realize who is your near and nearer to you, I could understand. You are only chastising him, but you are honoring me. That honor is only the bitter drink. That is the bitter drink you are giving him. You honor. So you advise me. When I went to Kanai Nath Sala, there prior to that in Gaula, you met me, you both of you, Rupa Sanatana met me and told me that it is better to go to Puri, and it is not a good sign to go with hundreds and thousands of people to Vrindavan. We cannot understand the serenity of Vrindavan with so many people. But then I could not be able to understand your advice. But when I came to this Krishna's, what is that, another place where Krishna is there, worshipped. There in the night, I thought, what Sanatana told me? I thought Sanatana told me that you should not go to Vrindavan with so many thousands of people. Because you cannot be happy with this. A fact. Now immediately, on the next morning, he announced that I am not going to Vrindavan. I will go to Puri. So all the thousand people, they ran away, went to their homes. Because Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan. Why should we go to Puri now? So they gave up coming to Puri. Mahaprabhu came alone to Puri. So such is the history mentioned here in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan he had the occasion when he was in Vrindavan. This Bhattacharya, who was engaged, was arranging his food. There is a place between Vrindavan and Mathura, Akrur Ghat, which is 3 miles away. Their locality was there. And Vrindavan, no locality. Then Vrindavan, only trees. Now Mahaprabhu comes, walks 3 miles from Akrur Ghat to Imlitala. There was a tamarind tree, now it died. And Yamuna was flowing very near to it. And Mahaprabhu used to sit under the shade of this tamarind tree and repeat Namam for 12 o'clock. At 12 he used to walk to Akrur Ghat, take his bath at 2 and take the bhiksha that was arranged for him by Bhattacharya. So Mahaprabhu's daily routine was this. From morning he will go there and return at 12 o'clock. He was walking 3 miles, again returning 3 miles. No breakfast, no food. Who will give food at Vrindavan? Because no human being there. Otherwise, if it is like householders are there, definitely they would have given prasadam to bhiksha to Mahaprabhu. But in Vrindavan, now you don't see a tree. All are buildings. And Mahaprabhu then, this Bhattacharya said, sir, I am unable to cope up with the demand of these people. These grihasthas, they trouble me, and I have not approached you, and you please take my bhiksha today. Another people come, another man come, and he says that you must accept my bhiksha. And the third person come, then say, you must accept my bhiksha. Why should you not accept? So what can he do? He can only accept the bhiksha of one, not of 10 people. At a time, 10 people come and demand that you must allow us. Today, we are going to have a bhiksha. He said, it is impossible, sir. I can accept only one invitation. So how can you get, all of you can get the chance? Thus they were abusing him. You are a rogue. You reject my... Why should you reject him? Who are you? They are abusing him. Now he told this matter to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, I am unable to answer these people. But daily they are troubling me. 10 people come, 20 people come and they say, you accept my bhiksha today. So it is better, I think, to go away from here. And when Mahaprabhu heard that, he was weeping. Mahaprabhu said, you are very kind to me and you have brought me to Vrindavan. Now you are taking me out of Vrindavan. Then he said, what to do? But you are going away. Morning you come at 12 o'clock. These people are always troubling me. They are scolding me. What shall I do? Now better it is go to Prayag. There you can get Maghasnanam. The month of Magha, month February, too cold. There in Prayag, many people, lakhs of people, for 1 month stay on the shore of Prayag and perform snan for bath. Now we should go there. Mahaprabhu was weeping. And he says, you brought me. See how like Trinadar Sunija. I am grateful to you that you have brought me. Now you are taking me out of Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu was weeping. But because the fellow is there to serve him, so Mahaprabhu has given the power to him to talk like that. He speaks, Mahaprabhu was weeping, mentioned. You brought me to Vrindavan. Now you are taking me out of Vrindavan. How is it? Then he said, what shall I do? These people are troubling me, baby. They commit invitation unless they accept. I can accept one invitation. But 10 people invitation, how can I accept? How can I accept? So if I don't accept the invitation, nine people unitedly, yes, they want to beat me. Why should you not accept? It's my position, sir. That is why I say I cannot able to tolerate and cannot able to talk with these people. So Mahaprabhu said, all right. It is Krishna's desire. So he came away to Prayag. For 1 month he was taking bath of Prayag. And Rupa Goswami, he taught Rupa Goswami all bhakti rasa tattva. Tuma chakhaite koi parapar sunya hai bhakti rasa sindhu. Tuma chakhaite koi tarak bindu. One drop of that ocean. Bhakti rasa amrita sindhu ocean. I can talk to you only about the one drop of that ocean. I cannot explain you about the whole ocean. It is very difficult. only one. You please expand it. So when he heard from Mahaprabhu, and by his blessings, he has expanded it, and he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Mahaprabhu has finalized, or Mahaprabhu's final thought was Radha Bhavam. Radha Viraham exhibited for 18 years. 18 never go any back. He was there continuously for 18 years. He traveled throughout Kanyakumari to say Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan he came to Puri. From Puri he has traveled again, he has come to Vrindavan. So this is called Gupta Vrindavan. Gupta Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu only established that what is Jagannath? Jagannath is no other than Krishna. What is Subhadra? His sister, Subhadra, elder brother, Balaram. But the relationship between Subhadra and Balaram and Krishna, that was not the primary thing that he explained. It is a secondary thing. Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, the relationship and all this is a primary thing, but not secondary. Primary is Radha Bhava. And why he saw Jagannath? He said Krishna with the flute. But Jagannath has no hands. How can he blow flute? But he saw my Prananath, my beloved. All my Lord is standing. So with ecstasy he ran to embrace Radha Bhava. He has finalized, he has explained the supreme stage, as it is told, Vaikuntha, Janito, Bara, Madhupuri. Madhupuri is superior to Vaikuntha. And Vrindavan is superior to Mathura. Govardhana is superior to Rasastali. And Radha Kundam is superior. So that Radha Kundam, as he has explained, it is only the Vrajavasis blessings. And it is very difficult to get Vrajavasis. Nowadays, it is not so easy. Everybody may say, talk of this Raga Bhakti, but how far he is eligible, whether he has realized it, or book reading, they read the books, and they want to follow. But they never want to follow. They want to preach. But that is avoided. That is why Bhakti Manohar Thakur says, you have to, Bhakti, even Rupa Goswami also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, you must follow the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, not Uddalamani. Uddalamani blocks. It is closed, not to you. It is very difficult. It is anek janma samsiddhi. Anek janma samsiddhi. Because Narada, at first he was hearing and singing and hearing and remembering the glories of the Lord. He spent the life like that.
One life?
Because in that life he could not get the blessings of the Lord. He said, you cannot see me in this body. So he left this Swarupa Siddhi gone, and that Siddhi has come. Bhautika Siddhi. That means when the body disappeared, then he could be able to see that. So it is not easy. Easy. Of course, our Swami Maharaj, because so many fools, they say, The Swami Maharaj doesn't know Raga Bhakti, or he had no time to speak you Raga Bhakti. I have just appeared in this world to speak Raga Bhakti. It is quite nonsense. It is nonsense. I told our Giriraj and Samara Krishna, you are now, have you got the blessings of a Brajabasi? Have you got the blessings of Brajabasi? Your guru was not a Brajabasi. What he told me? What is it? Guru Bhastakam. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhi jajali bhir yukti rupekshaniya. So, when consulting, they require the assistance of my guru. So you are a guru, you consider you are a guru is of the lowest standard. And